What we're going to talk about today is when Abraham takes Isaac up onto the mountain. Right, it's one of those ones, if you've been around the church for a long period of time, you would have heard the story time and time and time again. But there was a real blind trust that Abraham would have had in God to go and offer his son as a living sacrifice before him. You know, in some ways it's a bit like that cup analogy, isn't it? It's like, you know, there's water in there, and for some reason it's just going to tip on all out. But God had a surprise for Abraham and Isaac, probably a bigger surprise for Isaac, let's face it, along the way. Right? Faith and trust. So we're going to start back by reading the scripture.
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me."
When we look at the story of Abraham, he had 75 years old. Abraham was enrolled in the school of faith, and as he started to journey out like God had called him, on a journey in life. But after 100 years old, the experience that we've seen and we've read about was certainly something that took him on a whole other trajectory. The text we've already heard today is one of the greatest tests that Abraham ever faced. One of the greatest tests that Abraham would have ever faced. A gut-wrenching experience that we could easily gloss over until we see something like we've seen just then. But this became the forerunner of the true sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. It was nearly like the trailer to the movie that actually goes, well, this is the start of it, but it's not the end of it. What's going to come is actually the end, the true sacrifice of Jesus' son. I just want to share with you before we dive into the text a bit more, just a couple of thoughts around this passage, and then we'll dive in it together. But one of the things that I think that this story reminds me of, that we are never too old to fulfill God's purpose in our life. We're never too old to fulfill God's purpose in our life. And I think one of the stories through the whole COVID experience was nothing more than Captain Tom Moore, who used his walking frame to move around since breaking his hip, set himself a target of walking 25 metres around his garden 100 times before his 100th birthday. Do you remember that? Like, it's one of those internet or, you know, phenomenons that just went viral all over the world. The inspiration of someone who just kept putting one foot in front of the other to fulfill a purpose and to raise a whole heap of money. It was an amazing story. And you think of that and you think, well, we're never too old to fulfill the purpose that God has in mind for us. And so much so do we see that in the story of Abraham. So a couple of things I want to share with you this morning. The first one is we need to expect tests from God. We need to expect tests from life in general, don't we? There's many challenges that we experience. Abraham was certainly tested in a way that we'll never truly understand. I don't think we can. Being put in that position, being asked to do such a sacrifice, the impact that that would have on his life would be absolutely amazing. The emotion and the investment he put into this child's life, to the point where, you know, he never thought he would have a child of his own. Him and Sarah laughed when it was prophesied that you will have a child, and him and Sarah went, no way, there's not possible. But they were waiting for this promise that God had said, many descendants will come from you. The promise was already laid out. So they invest themselves so much in the life of Isaac to get him to the point where God asks him to sacrifice him on the altar. And do you know what that means? It means for them that it's actually the bloodline or the descendants that God had promised would end. It wouldn't go any further. Sarah and Abraham would have to then turn around and have even more children. And raising one child at their age would be hard enough. You imagine trying to raise some more. I find it hard enough at my age sometimes. It's full on. But the tests come to help us to refine our faith, to be reminded that we can't do this journey on our own, that we can't walk through these experiences. And I'm conscious this morning there is many things that people are facing in this room. There's many challenges. And sometimes you get to the point, it's like, I can't do this anymore. Do you find yourself in that position? Sometimes you get to the edge and you go, I can't do this anymore. And then you start looking for something. Imagine when Abraham lifted that knife. Man, he would have been looking for something else, wouldn't he? He would much rather be in a different place. The moments in life test our faith. We need to expect it from life and also from God, the tests that come along. But in that, we need to focus on the promises and not explanations. I'm the sort of person who likes to know the ins and outs of something. If I get asked, you need to do X, Y, and Z, I want to know the purpose behind that. Do you? You just don't want to say, oh, yeah, I'll go do that. That's all right. No worries. I'll spend the next 3 hours on the computer because that's what I wanted to do. That's what I signed up for. You kind of want to know the ins and outs of why you have to do something. But sometimes we need to look at the promises of God as opposed to the explanations. Our faith is not really tested until God asks us to bear what seems unbearable and do what seems unreasonable and expect what seems impossible. And we can look to Joseph in prison, Moses and the Israelites at the beginning of the Red Sea, David in the cave when his enemies were coming against him. And in particular, we think of Jesus at Calvary. And the lessons in all this are the same. We live by promises and not by explanations. The ask of Abraham on Isaac was unbearable. Isaac was the future covenant of Abraham, the miracle child and the gift of God to Abraham and Sarah, and in response to their faith in God. But when God asked Abraham to sacrifice him, it was like God was wiping away every hope, every dream, and every promise that God had laid out for Abraham and Sarah. that they were living for, they were living by, and they were stepping into God's promises. Like it was all about to be taken away. But God had a plan and a promise not to collapse the nation, not to collapse the future generations to come, and he didn't promise a corpse at the end of it all. Sometimes we need to focus on the promises and not the explanations. And finally, we can depend on God's provision. God provided Abraham in that moment. God provided the sacrifice. Abraham stood into the promise when ascending the mountain, saying, God will provide the sacrifice. And that is exactly what he did. And it wasn't his son. A sacrificial lamb that was there put in place. That is where Abraham experienced a new name for God, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will see it, which means the Lord will see it, or the Lord will provide. That's when that name was first mentioned. So where does God provide for us? In the midst of our assignments, in the midst of what God has laid out for us. Abraham was not on an assignment from God, and Abraham was on an assignment from God and was provided for. And we have no right to expect God's provision unless we choose to follow him and live in his calling on our lives. So just a couple of thoughts on that. And I want you to just spend a few moments looking for yourselves in tables. There's some questions there to help. You don't have to rely on the questions on the back. But just take, I'd say, about 10 minutes, maybe a little bit less, and let's see what the scripture has for you, and we'll share together. Is that okay? From it, but all right. Let me share a prayer, and then we're going to finish with our last song before we head out into what you've got planned next. So let me pray for you each, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just thank you today for your love for us, and we thank you for the stories that we read through scripture, and in particular this passage where we see someone who steps into what they believe they're called to and the sacrifice that was entangled in that. And Lord, from what we learned today, we reminded that Abraham was a guy, a human, who just put his trust in you. He was obedient to what you called him to, and he stepped into that space, Father. And I think it's an example for us, Lord. There is sacrifices that come our way. There's challenges that come our way that really do test our faith. And Father, I just really pray as an encouragement to us each that we might trust before we get to the last resort and trust them. Help us, Lord, to be reminded when the situation comes our way that you're with us, you never leave us nor forsake us. The promises in your word, but we should look to you first before we look to our own resources, knowing that you are faithful, you are just, and you want to work in, around, and through our lives, Lord. And the obstacles, the challenges that come our way are an opportunity to see your work in our lives. So, Father, today for my friends here as we leave here, as we walk into whatever God planned this rest of this day, rest of the week, that you will just continually work in, around, and through us and be reminded that you want to do a work in us. So bless us each, we pray, as we go from here to step forward into trusting and obeying your calling on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen as well. And I'll leave with these words as we leave here today. And as we go from here, let us rid ourselves of every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily impedes our progress. Let us run the race that God has set before us. Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, on whom our faith depends, from start to finish. And as we run, know that the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit goes with us. Bless yous each. Have a great week, and we'll see you again soon. Bless yous.